Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Tes in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. We are going to pick up a little bit in Yud Ches Amabez, because our daf is going to be discussing Megillas Taimis. And that's where it begins on Yud Ches Amabez. Just a little bit of history. During the time of the Tanoim, the Chachamim wrote Megillas Taimis, and there it describes, what does that Megillah have? It describes the days that Nisim took place for Klal Yisrael. It could very well be that it's not a coincidence that today's daf is on Chav Zayin Iyar, which is a day before the tremendous miracles that happened to us on Chav Ches Iyar, that we're now zoche to learn and visit in the old city in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, due to the amazing miracles of the Six-Day War. Probably not connected that this is part of our present-day Megillas Tainis. Either way, the halacha is that on those days there would not be hespedim, and the Gemara will discuss that. The Gemara then will discuss on Yutes Amin Aleph some of the situations that led us to the miracles, different gzeros that happened to us at different times when Torah was prohibited to us, and other things. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the most famous of miracles that appear in Megillas Taimis, and that is the miracles of Chanukah and Purim, and to discuss the halachos of Purim when there are two others. So let's Beis Hashem begin on Daf Yud Chesem Beis, approximately 12 lines from the bottom. Itmar, Rav Rabbi Chanina. There was a discussion between Rav and Rabbi Chanina. Amri Batla Megillas Taimis. They were both of the opinion that Megillas Taimis no longer applies. Rashi explains that even though those were real miracles, that they don't disagree with, but since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the effects of those miracles are no longer felt, and therefore, that those times are Mutar Behesped Ubetainis. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Amri Lo Belt Megillas Taimis. Or Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish disagree. Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Belt Megillas Taimis Hachi Kamer. This is what they were saying. Bizman Shei Shalom, you Lesason Ulesimcha. Ein Shalom, some. We spoke about yesterday's daf on the top of the Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Nevuas of Zechariah, and the description of days of fast days, that one day they'll be turned into joyous days. V'hanechnami, so too with these Megillas Taimis, kihani. They're like those fast days, that in the inverse direction, those fast days will no longer be fast days, so too these days will no longer be joyous days. However, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amri lo batal Megillas Taimis, hani hu detalin rachmana bebinyan Beis HaMikdash. No, those are dependent on the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Aval hana kidekaimi kaimi, but these stand as per the original nes. There's no reason to connect them with the Churban itself. Rashi spells out Dibar Maskel de Talinu that these fast days were directly connected to the Churban, and Navi Zechariah is saying that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, they'll no longer be fast days. However, these days are days of miracles that we should continue to recognize. Masar of Kahana, Maisa v'Gozru, Tanis b'Chanuka b'Lud. The Chacham had decreed a fast day in the city of Lud because of some sorrow, some concern, some tragedy that had taken place over there, and there were some Tanoim that didn't agree. V'riyared Rabbi Eliezer v'Rochatz, Rabbi Yoshua v'Siper. Rabbi Eliezer was not knowing as if it was a Tainus, and he washed. Rashi points out that Rabbi Eliezer is a student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, so this is after the Beis HaMikdash, and Rabbi Yoshua took a haircut. V'amelu tzu v'sanu. And he said to the people in the city, you go out and make a tainus, in other words, do tshuva, al mashi hisanisem, that you went and you fasted, that was a mistake, because this tainus no longer applies, question mark. That's Akasha on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This was a tainus that had gone back to Megillah's tainus, so the Megillah, which had recorded also the tragedies of Klal Yisrael, and for that reason they were fasting, but it was Chanukah at the same time, and the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. So we see that at the end of the day, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Megillas Taimis is batal. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says no. Shani Chanukah Dika Mitzvah. Since on Chanukah there's a mitzvah not to fast, so then in such a case, then even according to Rabbi Yochanan Yeshua ben Levi, there would have been room to say that the fast is batal. Amalei Abayi v'tivtil hi v'tivatel mitzvasa. Says Abayi, but at the end of the day, we should say that Megillas Tainis remains, and therefore be mevatel Chanukah, and even the mitzvah of Adlakas Neiros. Elam Rav Yosef, Shanach Chanukah, the mefarsim Nisa. Chanukah is different. You can't be mevatel its nes to midrabanan because of Pirsum Hanes. Rashi explains that since everybody knows about the significance of Chanukah through the lighting, and Rashi adds Verziku bo kishel Torah, interesting expression of Rashi. They have accepted it and strengthened it as if it was a din daraisa, the lighting of the Chanukah. So then, in such a case, it's not appropriate to be mevatel it. Exactly the rationale and the significance of what Rav Yosef is saying requires more elaboration. Chanukah time. Mosav Rav Acha Bar Huna b'tlosa b'tishri b'telis adarkita min shtarya. There was a custom to mention adarkita. Adarkita is Aramaic for zecher, which refers to the zecher of Hashem, the mentioning of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. On the 3rd of Tishrei, they nullified the custom of writing Hashem's name in the shtar. That's what's recorded in Megillas Tainis. Shegazra malchus yavim gzeirah shelo lahazkir shem shemayim al piyam. That they had made a terrible decree that we should not mention the name of God. That was the Greek decree. The censor took out the word gzeirah shmad. Gzeirah shmad, that they were no longer able to mention the name Hashem. Ukishigavra malchus chashmanoim v'nitzchom. And when the chashmanoim came and with the help of Hashem saved us, siskin shemayim shem shemayim afil b'shtaros. And they were mesaking that you need to mention Hashem's name even in shtaros. The word here even probably refers to the fact that there's no mitzvah in the Torah to mention the Shem Hashem b'shtaros, but since it was done beforehand and is a way of constantly reminding ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for those of you who are on your way to work, to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the show, or the way home from work, or on a quiet day of vacation, at the end of the day, all of our success and our failures are directly connected to divine providence. Afilu b'shtaros v'kacha yikosim b'shnas kach v'kach liyochanan kohen gadol l'kel elyon. They used to write, and this year, during the reign of this kohen gadol, l'kel elyon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'kishishamu chacham b'davar amru l'machar zeporei eschova v'nimtze shtar mutol ba'ashpa u'bitlam. But the chacham had a reason to be mevatelet, and that is because people are going to end up throwing their shtaros into the garbage. Sometimes, by being frum, you end up being not frum at all. So, even though it was a beautiful idea, but the Chacham nullified it because afterwards people throw their documents into the garbage, and it ends up that the Shem Hashem will be denigrated. Va'osa yom, also yomtif. And that day they made into a yomtif, that people will no longer be mevaza the Shem Hashem. Analyze the Gemara. V'is al kadaitach bitla Megillas Tainis. And if you're going to say that Megillas Tainis no longer applies, kamaisa batal. Achrenaisa mosifin. Does it make any sense that the Megillas Tainis would have the original takanas be batal, but the later ones would be added? In other words, that they would still be making new Yamim Tovim? It doesn't make sense, according to the opinion that says a bit Megillas Tainis is butla. Answers the Gemara, Hacha Mayeskina, and on the bottom line, Yuchasam is Beis, Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim. That our instance is talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was still standing, and the discussion that we had about this Yom Tov was during that period of time, but of course, once the Beis HaMikdash was butla, according to Rav, then it's entirely batal. Continues the Gemara Tapi Yutes Amid Aleph. V'tepik le dehavi le yom shenereg bo gedalia ben achikom. The Gemara earlier, when it had spoken about the Yom Tov, about the shtaros, that they were no longer going to throw the shtaros into the garbage and the Shem Hashem, that was on Gimel Tishrei. Now, what about the fact that it was a day that Gedalia ben Achikom was killed? The answer, of course, is that that took place after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So now we've got two Yamim Tovim. We have the reason that's a Yom Tov as described by Zechariah, that Zechariah says during the time of the Bayis
the Gimel Tishrei, all those tzomos are going to be Yimei Simcha. And now we're suggesting that the Yom Tov that was instituted with the Shtaros took place Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. If it was Bisman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, then it was already a Yom Tov. So it's a question on the answer that we had on the bottom Yuchesim Abeis. Amarav lo nitzrucha el lesar eshelefonav. Now the Gemara is introducing a new halacha. This halacha that applies as well in our perspective, the significance of even today, Chav Zayin Iyar, a day before the Nisan that took place, in being able for us to come back to Yerushalayim. And that is that not only is the Yom She'ira Bones a significant day, but also the day before it as well. That the day before it as well, there is going to be an Iser of Tainus, as Rashi explains. So that's what is being brought out by Megillas Tainus. The Megillas Tainus is saying that there's also an Iser of Hesped and Tainus on the day before as well. If not for the particular Nes that we had in regards to the Shtar, so then in such a case, there would be no Isser Yom Lefana, even though the Navi in Zechariah says that Gimel Tishrei was and will be a holiday. Asks the Gemara a separate question. But there's another reason that there would be an Isser Tainus, and that is that Gimel Tishrei is a day after Rosh Chodesh, because we celebrate Aleph and Beis Tishrei as being Rosh Chodesh. Answers the Gemara, four lines on the top. Rosh Chodesh Doraisa. Rosh Chodesh itself is already a Din Doraisa. U'Doraisa lo Bo'i Chizuk. And if it's already a Din Doraisa, then you don't need an Iser Tainus on the Yom Lefaneh, Yom Acharei Desanya. As we learned in a Braisa, darshaning the Pasuk, the Aleph over here is not a Pasuk, but rather is a Makar, as described in Tainus and Yud Beis, that the Braisa says, Hayomim Ho'ela Haksuim Begilas Tainus, Asurin Beim Lefneim Bein Lachareim. The days before those that are found in Megillas Tainus, we learned there is Asur of Isur Tzom both before and afterward. Shabbosos v'yom tovim heim asurim lefneim l'acharim mutarim. So the point that we just made above is found in a Braisa, which is quoted in Tainus on Yud Zayin Amabez. Ma hefresh bein zeh lezeh. What's the difference between the two? Halalu devrei Torah, vein devrei Torah tzrichin chizuk. If it's already a din d'oraisa, then that doesn't require chizuk with the yom lefanel and yom acharel. Halalu devrei sofrim. In contrast to those which are devrei sofrim tzrichin chizuk. And that's why, ironically, the days that are dine d'oraisa, there is no iser tainis lefanel acharel, but those are d'rabbanon, do need chizuk. Period. Asks the Gemara, "V'tepikle davile yom shelifnei yom shenerag bo gedali ben achikam." But there might be another reason that there would be an Isra of Tainus beforehand. That Gimel Tishrei was a moed once upon a time, and if it's a moed which is not d'oraisa but rather is only midrabbanan, so then in such a case the halacha should be that you should need an Isra Tainus beforehand, like every moed midrabbanan. V'tepikle davile yom shelifnei yom shenerag bo gedali ben achikam. Again, what's confusing in this Gemara is when the Gemara says yom shenerag bo gedali ben achikam, it doesn't mean the commemoration of that day. That, of course, was a sad day. But Bizman HaMikdash, that was a moed. Answers the Gemara, Mervashi, Gidali ben Achikam Divrei Kabbalahu, V'Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah Damu. This Yisod that Zechariah taught us, that that day is going to be a Yom Tov, whenever the Beis HaMikdash is standing, that is Divrei Kabbalah, because it's found in the Navi. And since it's found in the Navi, so it doesn't require Chizuk.
The Gemara now challenges the opinion of Rav and Rabbi Chanina, who hold that Megillas Tainus was bought to La'achar Chorbim. Masa Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. Rav Tuvi Bar Masna asked the following question. Be'eser itim bay on the 28th day of Chodesh Adar, Osis Besarta Tuvah Yehudai. There was good news that came to Yehuda. De'lo Ya'adun Midoraisa. That the Klal Yisrael no longer were going to be oppressed, that they have to veer from the Torah. Shegazra Malchus Gezeira, because there was a Gezeira during the Roman period. Shelo Yasku B'Torah, v'shelo Yimolu Espaneim, v'shichalu Shabbosos. The famous three during the time of the Romans, not to learn Torah, not to do Mila, and to be Mechavu Shabbos. Ma'os Yehuda ben Shemu v'chevei Rav, holchum natal Eitza mimatrunusa Achas. Shekol Gedolei Rabbi Mitzui Netza. There was one empress that was well known. Va'amra lehem, and she gave them the following advice. Bo vafkinu balayla, go and protest and cry out at night, so that the other officers see how much this bothers you. Amru, eishamayim, for the sake of heaven, this is how they cried out. Lo acheichem anachnu, are we not brothers? Lo bnei av echad, are we not the sons of Yitzchak Avinu anachnu? Lo bnei em achas, are we not the sons of one mother Rivka anachnu? And why is it that we have these terrible decrees that are put on them, on us? And sure enough, the Romans were mevatlet. And they made that day yontif, analyzes the Gemara, seven lines from the bottom. And if you're going to say the Megillas Tainus was nullified, Kamaisa batal achranaisa mosifin, that they added another Yom Tov when all the others were batal? Question mark. Chitei mahachinami, and if you're going to say that that's so, bisman shebeis hamikdash kayom, that it took place when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, and that's why it wasn't ignored, because everything that happened during bisman Beis Hamikdash was recorded. It was only afterwards, after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, was batal. Va Yehuda ben Shamua, Talmidu Shel Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Yehuda ben Shamua was a student of Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir Basar Achehavi, and Rebbe Meir was from afterwards. This not, as we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, in the Halachos of Tumah V'Tara, Kli Zechuchas, if there is a glass utensil, Shenikvu, that had a hole in it, V'hitif L'Sochan, and lead was put inside of it. V'hitich l'sochan eiver. Amrim Shimon Gamliel, Yudim and Shemua mit tamir. The halacha is that it's tamay. In other words, explains Rashi, 10 lines from the bottom, that it goes back to its original tuma. In other words, it doesn't lose its original status because the lead makes it solid again and it retains its original status. Mishum Rabbi Meir, this was quoted in the name of Rabbi Meir. The Yudim and Shmuel was quote from Meir, V'chamim mitarim, and the Chacham were mitahir. Rashi explains that because the original utensil was glass, adding lead is not enough for it to be considered a utensil for the Chachamim, because it's not enough for it to be simply a dover hamaimit, something that simply holds items. So what do we see? We see that Yudim and Shmuel is a Talmud of Rabbi Meir. And if Yehuda ben Shammua is a Talmud of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir is after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Question mark. We turn on to Yutes HaMebeis. That at the end of the day, we see a discussion from Yehuda ben Shammua about creating a new Yom Tov even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Answers the Gemara Tanoihi. You have to say that there is a Machlokas Tanoim where the Megillas Tainus was nullified after the Beis HaMikdash. The signs we learned in Braisa. Hayom Ha'elu Haksuv Megillas Tainus, Bein Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim, Bein Bezman She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim Asur. And Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir held that Megillas Tainus has strength even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rabbi Yisrael Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kaim Asur. Meshe Simchi Hilahem, only when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, because it was a Simcha for them. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kaim Mutar Mipnei She'avel. In other words, what was once a moed turns into avelus, and since it turns into avelus, the halacha that the day before the moed there's a prohibition of hespen and tainus no longer applies. V'ilchasa batu, v'ilchasa lo batu. There were two different traditions that there was some who say that the halacha is that Megillas Tainus is batu. Some say that it wasn't. Kash ilchasa ilchasa. So it seems to be a contradiction. The Gemara says, "Lo kasha kam b'chanukah Purim kam b'shar yomi." When it comes to Chanukah and Purim, then we say it wasn't batal, but all the other Yom Tovim were batal, and Megillas Tainus only applies in its recordings of Chanukah and Purim. We now go back to something from the previous Mishnah. We learn that the Shluchim go out al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah v'al Tishrei Mipnei Takonas Hamodos. On Elul, so we know exactly what Rosh Hashanah is, and Tishrei, so that people will know when the Yom Tovim are. Says the Gemara, Kima d'nafkaluhua Elul. Once we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul is, then we know when Rosh Hashanah is. Once we know when Rosh Hashanah is, at Tishrei Lamalu, why do they have to go out on Tishrei? V'chi teima, and if you're going to say Dilma, and if you're going to say maybe they made Elul a 30-day month, v'chi teima Dilma brua le'Elul, and therefore they're not going to know that in the far-out areas, and in order for people to know for sure, you then sound out for Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as well. V'amr b'chinin b'arkanam, amr Rav, mi'moyis Ezra ve'elich, from the days of Ezra and on, lo matzinu Elul mu'ubar, we didn't find Elul have an added day added to it. So if that's so, there is no concern based on the above to send them out for Tishrei. Answers the Gemara, lo matzinu de lo itzrach. The reason why we didn't find it was because it happened to be in all of those years, it wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary to add an extra day. Ha'itzrich marbina lei. But if they needed, they would have. So therefore, there always was a thought there might be a need, and people would not be sure whether Tishrei, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, was 29 days after Rosh Chodesh Elul or 30. Asks the Gemara, ha'mekalkel Rosh Hashanah. But then there will be confusion vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah. There'll be people that will know about it, will not know about it. Answers the Gemara, Mutav Shit Kekalkel Rosh Hashanah. It's better that Rosh Hashanah should be messed up. V'lo yiskalkelu kulam moedos. And not cause all the other moedos to get messed up. And the concern was sometimes that the Yom Tovim would end up close to Shabbos. And if they would end up close to Shabbos, Rashi explains, referencing the Gemara later on, in Chaf Amud Aleph, according to one opinion, we would add another day of Elul to due to vegetables. And that means that if Yom Tov and Shabbos would fall out back to back, so then that would come out that in those days without refrigeration, they couldn't have vegetables for both days. By the second day, already the vegetables would be spoiled. So says the Gemara, better that some people in far out in diaspora don't keep Rosh Hashanah, but and protect all of the Moedos in Eretz Yisrael that people will have vegetables. Deikonami, says the Gemara, that's the reason why we inform about Tishrei. Diktani al Tishrei b'nei tekonis ha-Moedos, shmamina, for the Moedos, that they should have vegetables and, if necessary, add another day to Elul so that most Yom Tov will not fall back to back with Shabbos. We learned that the Shluchim were also sent Val Kislev Mipnei Chanukah and Ador Mipnei Purim. For Kislev due to Chanukah and Ador due to Purim. V'ilu nis Abra Hashana Yotin Afal Ador Hashem Mipnei Purim Loktani Masnisen. But it never says in our Mishnah that we would send out the Shluchim for the second Ador to let them know that there is a 13th month this year and that they were Mekadeshit. To lo kirebi, and this is not consistent, says the Gemara, our mission is not consistent with Rebbe. The Sanya, as the Tosefta quotes, Rebbe Omer, Imnis Abra Hashana Yotzen Afalader Sheini Mipnei Purim. What's behind this machlok? Is that Rebbe says they would go for the second month, while our Mishnah seems to say not. Lema suggests the Gemara b'Hakamifugi that what's behind this disagreement is the following: the Mara Sover called Mitzvah Hanoigos B'Sheni Noagos B'Rishon. That one Manda Omar. In other words, the Tana of our Mishnah holds that whatever mitzvahs are Noeg on Adar Rishon, also Noeg on Adar Sheni, and vice versa. Therefore, once they did in the first Adar, there's no need to know that there is a second Adar, because they already fulfilled the mitzvahs. Umar Savar, and Rebbe holds, Kol mitzvahs and Noagos B'Sheni, ain't Noagos B'Rishon, that you can't be Mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim in Adar Rishon. And that's why you need to let everybody know. Says the Gemara, Lo, Dekuli Al mitzvahs and Noagos B'Sheni, ain't Noagos B'Rishon. That really we assume that whatever is no egg b'sheni, you cannot do in the first. Aye, if that's so then why don't we send the shluchim out? But here, there's a separate machlokas, the sanya, about adding a month. Kama ibur shana, shloshim yom, shim gamul yom chodesh. So, Adar Sheni, is it 30 days, or is it an average chodesh 29 days? Tana of our Mishnah is going to hold like the Tana Kama. And he says there's no reason to let the shluchim know to send them out, to tell everybody that it's Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni, because its Zman Kavua is on the 30th day. In other words, the 31st day of Adar Rishon. And Rebbe holds like Shimon Gamliel, that says that's 29 days. But the Gemara doesn't understand why the two should be dependent on each other. Immediately the Gemara asks, Maishna Shloshim, when it comes to 30 days, that Adar Alpha is 30 days, and Adar Sheni is on the 31st day after the first day of Adar Rishon, so then what's the reason you don't need to send Shluchim? Diyadi, because everybody knows, Chodesh Nami Yadi. If it's 29 days, also people would know, because they know that if it's Adar, it's now 29 days. So why does the Shulchan need to go out? All you need to do is let them know that they're adding a month. But you don't need to let them know which day, because everybody knows either the custom is to add 29 or 30 days. Amar Papa, Mandamar Chodesh Ratza Shloshim. No, the concern is that according to those who say that's a Chodesh, it means it could be either a Chodesh or 30 days. Because the next Gemara begins many technical things as far as Kiddush HaChodesh, which connect into the next daf, we're going to stop over here, 13 lines from the bottom on Yutes Amud Beis. Tomorrow's daf is not an easy daf at all, as far as Soda, Ibur, and so on. But Baruch Hashem, we were zocha to finish another daf in Shas together. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Yud Tes in Maseches Rosh Hashanah.